Greetings, everybody. This is Gerd Leonhard, futurist in Zurich, Switzerland. I'm going to be part of a great event that's happening September 1st and 2nd in beautiful Estoril, which is near Cascais in Portugal. The event is called the Estoril Conferences, and I think it's happening post-COVID again. Last year, COVID was a hiatus, I think, and it's called Rebalancing Our World, A Call to the Purpose Generation. And it's promised to be a great event because people are coming in from all over the place to talk about the future and why we need to be more purposeful about the future. And three key topics of the event, which I find highly relevant, of course, to my work as well, for planet, for people, and for peace. It harmonizes really well with my people, planet, purpose, and prosperity. And this podcast today is just real quick to give you a teaser on what's going to happen on this panel discussion. We have two more people from the panel with us today, Ashish and Lester. So maybe Ashish first, give us a quick intro as to what you do and what you'll do at the panel.
Hey, hi everyone. I am Ashish. I am the founder and CEO of MASH Project Foundation. I am from India. We work with young people across different issues. And the idea is to make a supportive and a conducive ecosystem which supports a lot of young change makers. So we have a range of programs which focuses on access to the communities, building capacities, and amplifying the voices of these young change makers. So very excited to be joining in Estoril very soon.
Yes, and I forgot to mention in the beginning, Estoril, this panel will, of course, be about my key topic, the good future, but primarily about the larger story, which is now that we have the power to do pretty much anything we want in technology terms, to reach anybody anywhere, how do we actually make a good future from this, and how do we use technology correct? So, Lester, what is your story?
Hi, everyone. I'm Lester. I'm the CEO and co-founder of FratLab. What we are working on is to building a worldwide network into we have parents, students, schools, and the government involved in really tracking how education is done in each country. So we have this idea is if we can track it, we can improve it. And in each country, there is no way to really track how education is going minute by minute. So working with schools, NGOs, we really have this idea to really improve education worldwide.
Great. That's going to be really exciting. And there's two more people. One more person, I think, unfortunately can't be with us today. But bottom line of this is that the discussion that we'll have will circle around those two issues. One is a good future. How do we create it? The other one is how do we use technology to make that future better? I'll be briefly talking about the good future, and you can watch my film at thegoodfuturefilm.com. And my 10-minute thing will be based on the short introduction around this. So bottom line is on the good future is that I believe that the good future is entirely possible, which is a tall order these days to say and to believe in, given all the things that we're experiencing right now. And I'll point out why I think it's likely that we can create a good future, starting with the whole discussion, of course, about why I think it is feasible. Bottom line on that is I think we'll have all the tools of technology and science, including combating climate change and global warming, as well, of course, energy and making the energy shift. But the problem is that we need to have not just the tools, but also the telos, right? The will and the purpose to use them correctly. A famous futurist, Buckminster Fuller, once said that humanity invents all the right solutions in science and technology, but ends up using it wrongly. So this is a big point of the discussion that we're having. I'm going to show how we can use technology to create a good future and what the stumbling blocks are. Kevin Kelly, who is a great other futurist that I admire very much, founder of Wired Magazine, co-founder, he talks a lot about what he calls protopia. So not dystopia, bad future, utopia, which is, you know, fiction, but protopia, which is a slow march towards making things better. And he has a key message that I will share also at the event. He says, the problem is not that we don't have enough of the tools and capabilities, right? That is a tough one. Still, we're working on that. But that we need to use it in a way to create it stepwise towards a future that we can actually live in and where we can be proud ancestors of what we've done today. So I'll share that in the talk, and I'll share some key scenes from the movie and also a reason as to why I'm an optimist. Second part of this discussion today is to talk briefly to the other panelists and to hear their key messages that they want to share. So who wants to start first? Ashish, maybe?
Yes, sure. So I think the topic of our panel discussion is focusing how we can really, really leverage technology for good. And what are the different aspects of technology which in the future could impact? And as somebody who works very, very closely with young people and their issues, I think there are so many aspects of technology which are so exposes our youth and our young people across the world to various different kind of issues, right? From ranging from privacy to cybercrime to now, you know, as closely we are getting towards a metaverse future. So it's kind of like making things very, very harmful at the same time. But if you look at the flip side, being as an optimist myself, I look at so many different benefits of this as well, right? So that's what we are really coming together to learn from the leaders, to discuss how as young people, as the purpose generation, as the future generation of the world, we can really leverage the good of technology and come together to come up with different innovative solutions to do so. So we're very excited to be having this conversation with you, Gerd, to understand how can we build a good future together and really, really use technology for good. Lester? Sorry.
Yeah, I had a question about this. Maybe Lester and you can chime in on this together. I had a question on this. One is the work that I do to a large degree is talking about the future that's unfolding in the next 10 years. And I believe that future is really quite different in the developed countries as it is in the developing countries. And the issues are different, right? For example, in India, in many cases, people are still quite cheerful to connect to high speed whenever they can, right? There's many ways that it doesn't work. And here we are cheerful to disconnect, right? We're like getting to the opposite now, which is like offline is the new luxury, right? And there's quite a difference in terms of the approach to technology, I think, in developing countries. So maybe you can comment on that.
No, absolutely. I think people, we have seen a massive, massive jump in data consumption, internet consumption over the last few years in India. And this has also given a boom to a different kind of economy. Parallelly, a lot of people from the smaller cities and towns are coming up with new ways to skill themselves, new ways to create income, new ways to showcase their talent, right? There's a whole shift in the creator economy, people who are producing content and making livelihoods through that, right? But at the same time, of course, I agree with you. A large part of the urban and the rural divide that we see is definitely there. And the pandemic has no doubt boosted that because people with access to better infrastructure, access to better technology, kind of sees that. So I think what you're saying that there's a cheerfulness in disconnecting. I think that cheerfulness we also see in the large part of urban India, whereas the story might be opposite in some other parts of the country, right? Yeah.
Yeah, Lester, you have the, tell us briefly about what your take will be on this in the event.
Well, if we think about it, technology cannot stop. I mean, it needs to continue improving the lives, but it has its counterpart of privacy and may deposit them in the potential harm it can do. So it needs to be regulated. But in many cases, it cannot just be stopped. It cannot just be like put it away because the emerging technologies, if we think about the metaverse, the AI, has really this potential of improving lives, such as tracking everything, controlling how health is going on, maybe how to handle really the agriculture in many developing countries. So it really just need to be regulated and controlled. But as we have seen, even in the US, many politicians really don't understand what's going on with technology. I mean, they really, maybe they are like not taking that too much importance, but it really is. I mean, it's replacing jobs. It's creating new ones. We are almost in the fourth revolution. So we just need to talk about it. We don't need to focus on what will be done, but how to regulate it. Because if we don't do that, we will be in a place where there is any like any stop in any harmful way, maybe in 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, in my speech, I'll talk about this. Maybe Ashish can also chime in on this again. I talk about too much of a good thing can be a very bad thing, right? And in technology, I think this is where we are right now. We have it around us everywhere. And when we have it too much, like too much virtual reality, too much mobile, too much social, too much Instagram, it can indeed be a very bad thing. Right? It's like anything that's good can be bad. You know, this goes for alcohol, drinking, smoking, food, of course, right? But especially in technology. And I think this is something where regulation comes in and also a social contract. I'd be wondering what that would look like in India or other countries that are not mainstream developed countries, like here where I am in Switzerland right now, in terms of actually having a social contract that says we do this, but we don't do that. Like we use AI for combating climate change, but we don't really want to use AI for social justice or for criminal law activities or, you know, sending people to jail because the AI thinks it's a right thing to do with that person. Things like that. So I wrote a book about this, technology versus humanity, but it's one of my core topics. So what's your take on this, Ashish?
No, absolutely. I think that's a very, very interesting take, Gerd, that like having too much of good could also, you know, we may or may not see sometimes the other side of the coin, right? So that's absolutely true as well. But what one interesting thing that I have kind of over the time discovered myself is that it's also about perspectives, right? When we see things from a certain lens, this is how we build our ideas, right? We build a narrative around something. It's just from a perspective that we look at something. So yeah, while it's good to be optimist, it's great to be like looking through a positive lens. I think one of the things is also to be more prepared, right? I think what are the potential challenges that could come along with this, right? That's also being purposeful at the same time. So as being responsible, purpose-driven generation as young people, as the future of tomorrow, I think it's very important to be optimist and yet be responsible and well prepared. I think, yes, that's something I'm very, very keen to be reflecting upon during Estoril this year, learning and sharing from other leaders and also interacting with a lot of young people who will be coming and attending the event, both in person and virtually, yes.
Great. Yeah, I really look forward to it as well. I think the idea of getting together from different places from different generations, which I rarely get to do, unfortunately, will be a great thing in Estoril, and of course the surrounding environment and the whole discussion should be quite groundbreaking. Lester, I want to thank you as well for being part of this, and just tell us briefly where people can find out more about your work. Is there a website or?
Yes, if anyone really likes to know and be part of this worldwide network we're forming, you can just visit us at fractlab.com, and we can share ideas, know how to collaborate, and really make this huge step into resolving education worldwide.
Great. And Ashish?
Sure. You can look up MASH Global as a single word, mashglobal.org. And of course, MASH Project Foundation. If you Google it up, it's easy to locate us on different social media handles. Yes. Thanks
great.
A lot.
And Gerd. The conference itself. Yeah, you're welcome. And the conference is at estorilconferences.org, or I think. But if you just Google for Estoril conferences, and I think the tickets went on sale a couple of days ago. My film again is at thegoodfuturefilm.com. My website, futuristgerd.com. Thanks for joining me, guys. And I really look forward to our panel. I think it'll be great fun. And it's not that far away. So muito obrigado, as they say in local language, and see you then.